This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order. Oh, there it is.
I wish I could. I can't.
I'd really practice for a while to get my tongue popped together.
And you got really good at it. I got pretty good at it.
You really have to loosen up that lower jaw like a lot. Like loosen it up like crazy. Literally do this crazy face I'm doing. And that like thing she says, put that pressure up at the top and then let it go hard. You got to press that tongue in the roof of your mouth hard and then let it go even harder when you unlock.
It's yeah, wild. You're good at it. I'm not good at it.
We're going to keep practicing it because you're listening
to.
Because
maybe one day I'll be good at it. This is Drag Her. We used to be the only Drag Race podcast, but I discovered a new one.
What?
It's called Race Chasers.
What are you talking about?
Have you ever heard of it? It's Race Chasers.
No. That doesn't sound right.
There is one other one. And it's hosted by Alaska and Willem. And the only reason I heard about it is because Willem mentioned my book on the podcast.
Okay, you know what? Then it exists. It exists.
So it the bit is over exists. Because Willem mentioned my book on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. Someone sent me a message saying that they shout out your book and they've been reading it and then been loving it. So yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've always been amazing. Just to clarify, we've always been gigantamous fans of Race Chaser.
I texted Willem and I was like, you mentioned my book on your podcast. Thank you so much. And she was like, girl, it made me laugh out loud. And then honestly, I was like, if Willem laughed out loud, then it was like funny. Because Willem laughs, but like Willem only really laughs when something is actually funny.
Absolutely.
So I was like, that's great. I love it. So
as someone who had her on Drag Her, I can absolutely attest she only laughs when she needs it. And I have to respect that.
I love it so much. I fucking love Willem. I don't know Alaska as well, but I am obsessed with Alaska. I love them both.
I am so very obsessed with Alaska.
This is the day that we also, if you're listening and didn't understand that we were doing, it's been a 2-year long bit.
Yes.
It's a joke. We know that there's maybe hundreds of RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcasts.
Archaeologists are still digging up new Drag Race podcasts every day, if we're being honest.
Yeah, there's so many. But honestly,
so many.
The bit starting again. There's only two.
There's only two in entirety, and
in
we're standing by that.
Of the world.
And so, you have to listen to Nicole because she is Emmy nominated.
Mono, it's so fucking wild.
I have to shout you out. I have to. I'm so happy for you.
Thank
and you're
you.
So deserving. And you got to take this home. You got to take this crown home.
I don't think I will. I think I will lose to our good friend, RuPaul.
RuPaul. Well, you know, I'm really happy for you. I think you should be fucking elated.
Thank you. I am really excited.
You are excellent, but you have to be so good to break into such a small, weird niche.
I know. And you are that good. It's so wild.
Yeah.
It's funny because I did a couple interviews and they were like, how did you celebrate? I was like, with Skate Gang. And they're like, excuse? I was like, with my friends at our Skate Gang.
That is so funny that most people in this position would be like, why? Went into the hills with my friend Kevin Bacon's house. We had a small soiree on the veranda. But you were like, we were in a dirty park falling down on nasty pavement because Skate Gang.
Yeah, but like I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love Skate Gang.
I'm so pumped for it every
I love
week.
My friends. Fucking Tony Charlene's birthday is today.
Yes.
And she gave me a present.
Oh, what?
She was like, I wanted to just, you know, bring you something to celebrate my birthday. And I was like, you stupid bitch. It's
you
so cute. It's this
bitch.
Little Whoopi Goldberg book. I love my friends so much. They make me so happy.
God, she's amazing. She's an amazing person.
Boy.
I love her, too. Happy birthday, Tony.
Yes.
What a fucking
queen. You
know
who's also amazing?
Who?
One of the judges on Canada's Drag Race.
Yes,
also, I've been calling it Canada's Drag Race. And that's the
up.
Thing that comes out of my mouth first.
Keep
and
it
I have
up.
To like, really think before I say it. But like,
Canada.
Just like Warrior Chapman is
an amazing
a friend
person.
Of mine. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing person. And these people, she was just recently on my podcast. And some of the comments were so rude in regards to his position on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I really would love people to remember that it is a television show
mm-hmm.
that I don't think the three of these people, I'm not sure about the nice lady. I don't know if she's ever hosted anything before, but
right.
these people haven't hosted a television show before. Her excluded. I don't really know her backstory. So like everyone's still trying to find their footing
mm-hmm.
and they don't choose the edit. And
Stacey McKenzie. I've spaced on her name too for a second. Stacey McKenzie. She's amazing.
Has she hosted something
she's,
before?
I know she's a model and I know she has spoken. Like she is a speaker.
She
I don't
has
know if she's a host.
Spoken. Well, I know she's spoken before. But like,
I know she's used her mouth to speak in her life. No, but I will say this is stupidity. Anyone coming for Jeffrey Boyer Chapman is really being stupid.
Yes.
Because he is an angel. He's a kind person. We've both met him.
Yes.
He has literally looked, he's the kind of person who looks you in the eye, gives you light and kindness,
yes.
even if you're a fucking stranger. He believes in dreams. If you
yes.
go back and on Drag Her, he's like, I believe in dreams and I believe in your dreams coming true. He is an angel
he's
person.
He's so nice and so kind. And like you have to remember he's judging a show. Uh-huh. So sometimes judgments aren't favorable.
Right.
Critiques aren't favorable. And honestly, just you don't have to agree with everything somebody says.
No.
But you don't have to reach out and tell them. Like truly some of the comments that people wrote on my Instagram, not about Drag Race, just because he was on my podcast, were so fucking rude. And
they're
I was
ridiculous.
Like, I was about to like type shit back, but then I was like, I'm not going to argue with these people. I'm
no.
just going to delete the comments because
yes.
it's, I don't want Jeffrey to see it. Like, I'm
yeah.
sure he's dealing with so much hate.
He is, and he doesn't
it's
deserve
just,
it.
It really sucks.
It's stupid. It's a TV show. There is oftentimes in TV shows, a judge who's a little bit harsher and it helps build the story because this is a game show. It helps build the story
mm-hmm.
of that queen's development. It is a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I don't know if that's the case or not, but whether Jeffrey was or was not coached to get a little bit more out of them, mm-hmm. that even if that's the case, it does not deserve people losing their mind. We don't attack Michelle Visage when she said, being evil is never being good. remember one time on the like evil twins challenge in season 10, she gives mm-hmm. the genius critique that being evil is never being good. And you know what? I said, it's just a TV show. It's not that serious. It's I don't give a shit.
For your entertainment. If you are not entertained, then, I mean, it's like one thing to not like what a judge says. It's like another thing if someone says something like wholeheartedly, like fully offensive, you know?
Yeah, and we can't
call them out.
I also can't help but realize that Jeffrey is a person of color, and the hate that people are willing to give to a person of color is elevated and nastier.
And it's really, yeah, because then you have like racial slurs that are included with like, I don't like you. Mm-hmm. It bums me out that people can't just not, like, I've not enjoyed things and I just don't tell that person. Yeah. You know, you keep it in your heart, and before bed you go, I really hate that show. You go right to sleep.
I think crazy people are being galvanized by this strange moment. They have even less to do at home because they're crazy and they were already doing nothing. So now they've lost it.
Fair.
So we're not going to deal with any of that hate, just so y'all know.
That being said, tell me about Drive and Drag.
I know. Well, we got so lucky. We had amazing placement. We did get the VIP.
Uh-huh.
And we got really lucky. We just happened to get slotted in like right next to the stage.
Ooh.
It was awesome. And there's two stages. There's like one in front and one in the middle. So you can they try to split the performances between them so that mm-hmm. it can be closer to some other people. It was amazing. Jada destroyed.
Did she?
Yes.
What a treat.
She was my favorite of the night, and everyone was great, but Jada was hungry in a way that I know the other girls were not.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was like, I want this, and I'm ready to prove myself, and mm-hmm. her costumes, you would have fainted dead, Nicole.
I literally have chills. I'm so mad I had to miss it. Who else performed?
Everyone was amazing.
Asia O'Hara there?
Asia O'Hara was a great host.
I keep messaging her to do my podcast.
Do it some more. She's amazing.
I got to figure out what, like, a rep's name.
Yeah.
I can email instead.
Plastique and Vanjie.
Oh, you gotta get them.
They were amazing.
Okay.
Violet did the aerial thing, which was like, it's always a crowd pleaser. The aerial ribbon thing.
Oh, boy.
Aquaria, the silks? Cameron Michaels, the silks. Everyone was unbelievable.
In drag, the silks?
Uh-huh.
That seems hard.
It was, we were a hair scared because it was like a stage you could tell was built that morning. It's like when the circus comes to town and they're like, we built this Ferris wheel today. And then mm-hmm. they're like, it makes it safer. And you're like, I don't know.
I used to ride on them like it wasn't weird. Yeah, the circus mm-hmm. comes to town or like the carnival comes to town. Yeah. And they'd literally build the rides and then go, all right, get on. Let's see if it works.
It's so scary, but it was great. I would highly recommend going to Voss events in general. They're always so well produced. Mm-hmm. Yeah, work. And then now I guess we can dip our toe in Canada's Drag Race.
Canada's Drag Race.
Should I give you a quick overview of the first four eps, even though you saw them?
Yeah, I've seen all but the one before this one.
Okay, so we'll do a breakneck quick revamp. Yes. Here's what happened. First ep, mini challenge, of course. It's drag on a dime. We have the fan blowing, crowd pleaser.
Oh, man, that made me laugh so hard.
Jimbo
the clown just screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Very
oh,
funny.
Oh, yeah. Drag on a dime. Rita Baga wins. What'd you think?
Yeah. Sure.
Sure, why not? Lemon stays over Juice Box.
And I like Juice Box.
I know.
I was like, ugh, this panic attack. And then I was like, well, Nicole, a friend who's been in front of camera a whole bunch, she may not have. And it is, it's honestly, I think, overwhelming. And I think that a lot with like the Nailed It contestants, because everyone's like, yeah, of course I can fucking do that. And I'm like, can you do that with me screaming and 8 cameras around and like producers running around? It's a lot. It's like pretty intense.
Yeah.
And I was like, same thing with Drag Race. It's intense. There's a ton of cameras on you. And then you tried your hardest and then 3 people go, not quite. That would cause, you know, anxiety is like as well.
It's a lot. It's to be on the only stage, one of the only platforms queer people are allowed to be on. It's a lot. So love Juice Box. She went home. That was sad. Mm-hmm. Now our second challenge was the acting challenge. They do something called the hair. It's basically a parody of the Heritage Minutes, which is like a little Canadian infomercial that teaches you about Canadian history.
Mm-hmm.
Work. Lemon wins. Tainomi stays over Kine. Kine had a tough time on the show. They definitely showed her being
She got an edit where it was not favorable.
It sure wasn't. They showed her at when Tainomi's emotional. They show her coming up to Tainomi going, "Hey, don't stop crying. This is my moment." That was wild.
She's great. I like her. And then I loved her during critiques during the first episode.
Oh, right.
She was just like not having it. And I was like, oh, you don't know what you signed up for.
Right. Totally. She's like, well, I'm obsessed with this look. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really?
This is quintessential kind. Okay. This is great. It was falling apart on the runway. That's what I wanted. Okay.
You look like
balls. Okay.
You look like you had 3 logs of shit in your pants. That was on purpose. That's my signature walk. That's what will get me famous.
Yeah, she was intense.
Really too much. But I would love to see more of her. And then the third episode, dance challenge. Oh my God, that dance challenge was messy.
Okay, this might sound rude, but they had a choreographer choreograph it, and then during the challenge, there was no choreography to be seen.
Nope. I truly felt like I was a parent watching a Christmas play at school.
Uh-huh.
Because they were just kind of kids in the back falling out of choreography.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I was like, okay.
Okay. They had a hair runway, and then Tainomi stays over Anastasia.
Well, Anastasia, I just didn't understand. I was like, the whole Cousin It vibe was fun, but then she did like a weird ode to like Chung Li, Nicki Minaj, and I was like, I agree with the critique, like, why wasn't it Morticia? But then I was like, my idea would be the back is Cousin It, the front is slutty Cousin It.
I love that. I fucking love that. Then like, and then you like get to flash hairy tits or something.
Yeah, something like make it like do because Cousin It's campy. So like either do the glam Morticia or like do, you know, camp it up for Cousin It.
Right. You could even have like you're saying evil. Yeah, I love that. It's like a Mr. and Mrs. look.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
She goes home.
Which also broke my heart because I thought she was an amazing personality.
I liked her, but Canada saying all of the darker queens have got to go first.
And that is what I'm also really upset about is like they are the queens of color.
To be fair, Anastasia, that was a horrific look. It was a very bad look. She very much deserved to be in the bottom.
Just sad and because her first week's look was great.
Yes. And Tainomi, the look she lip sank in should have been her runway look. And I think that would have saved her.
Wait, remind me what she lip sank in.
So she wore that rainbow look down, the rainbow hair look down the runway, then lip sank in this beautiful black hair look.
Okay.
It was so strange. I didn't know why she chose to do that.
Okay. Yeah,
But I feel like Boa was also in the bottom of that episode.
Yes.
And I didn't think Boa's look was any better.
Right. But
interesting.
They really decided they like Boa's campiness early on.
Because they like that potato look.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so about it. But, you know, not everything has to be for me.
I liked it But it was, it looked really crazy.
Oh, like, wait, Boa's runway saved her that week because she had done the poodle look? Oh, no, that was Iona.
That was her she had a Borat
and
Merkin.
I did not like that. Yeah. That was not for me. Personally was like, I think it wasn't for me. That's
fair. Honestly, it wasn't good. It was just funny. And then last week, what you missed was a drag. They did another design challenge, mm-hmm. but it was like drag on a dime and you and two other queens have to make your look cohesive as part of a collection.
Oh,
and
okay.
I like the idea of that. So it's like three queens had to make a metal, like a metal collection out of like steel wool. And then three queens mm-hmm. had to make a paper collection. And then three queens had to make a plastic collection. Okay. So you had these like these bootleg supplies and you had to make them work. Rita Baga won again. And Alona. Okay. So Alona and Tainomi are in the bottom. Alona has a breakdown for a while on the main stage. And she's like, I can't lip sync against her. I can't do it. And then is like, OK, let's go. Like she has like a pheromone. No. Mm-hmm. No. And then she just does the lip sync and sends Tainomi home, which was very strange.
Hmm.
She sends Tainomi home, which is heartbreaking and sucks. Jimbo eats a sandwich in a very funny way that you need to check out too.
Oh, I saw that. That was very funny. I really like Jimbo. Jimbo's funny.
Jimbo's adorable. She's my choice to win. Yeah, that's it. That's it. And now we're up to this week. Woo!
We are here for the snatch game and then a night of a thousand Celine Dion's.
Ooh, Celine.
Celine Dion. Honestly, I was so surprised nobody did her backward suit.
I did. Me too. Maybe they were like, it's bad luck because Brooklyn did Heights. It and it was cursed.
Maybe. It was so interesting. Okay, so where should we start?
Let's start. Okay, so they're back in the workroom. Alona's mm-hmm. crying. Everyone's gagged that Tainomi's gone because she was kind of like a really well-known drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone says, we're family, except Kine.
Yes. And I was like, damn, poor Kine. But then I was like, Kine, you could have been nicer.
She could have been nicer for sure. And then they're back in the workroom.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And reading is what? Fundamental.
Fundamental.
And then we go in the grand tradition of Paris's burning Ontario or whatever. I was like, I don't know. Like, it's a documentary. Like, why are we doing Canada references in reference to just a documentary about queer lives in New York City? Just call it Paris is burning. We don't need the Canada joke.
you've had it.
It's just like, I get it that it's Canada's Drag Race, but like, just leave something iconic to what it is.
I will say, I mean, I am going to have a hard time letting go of the fact that there is only one queen of color left in the competition.
Yeah, it does suck. I mean, but we don't know this yet. Right now there's two.
Right now there's two. No one has. Yeah, you're right. But
we haven't sent home Kiara yet.
We haven't sent her home yet. You're right. I'm crazy. I'm sorry.
So right now there's two.
Right now there's two. Okay, and the library is open, and they're going to read one another. Brooklyn was really chiming in during their reads.
Yeah, not really adding anything of value.
Well, as a whole,
it's just so funny to have a queen who didn't excel in her season at the reading challenge, who lost her snatch game, is now hosting the snatch game.
It's funny.
It's so funny to me.
She makes one joke about it, but I could have used more jokes. I make fun of yourself more.
Yes.
And when queens are in the bottom, I feel like even at the main stage, you can be like, obviously, just so you know, bombing at the snatch game is not what becomes a queen. I know this struggle and something.
Yeah, I bombed the most iconic challenge in the history of the show. And here I am. a judge on the spinoff of the show.
Right.
I was rewarded for my bad behavior. Let's see what you'll be rewarded for.
See, that's why, and we'll talk about it later, but we'll talk about, that's why there should have been a double Shantae of just like, guess what? I know what it's like to fuck up Snatch Game. You both get to stay.
I agree.
Yeah.
So Lemon's reads were funny. I can't remember anything verbatim. Did you write anything down?
Yes, the reads were great. Lemon was great. The only thing you are is fucking stupid.
Yeah, that made me laugh really hard. That was very funny.
That was good. There's a good filler joke. Mm-hmm. There's a great coaster joke. You're a coaster.
Hold my drink because you're a coaster. That was funny.
And then a good old fashioned fat joke when Kiara says, you're my exercise
ball. You're my exercise ball, yes. That was funny.
God, I love fat jokes.
It was a very fun reading challenge. It was like Canada Light. So like, it wasn't like, nothing was like, ooh, but like there were some good ones in there.
There was. Jimbo apologized in her reading and I was like, don't do that, Jimbo. Don't apologize. Yes. And then Rita.
But Jimbo's so cute.
Jimbo's adorable. And then Rita came for Brooklyn for not winning.
Mm-hmm. And that made me laugh.
Ballsy. Would you have done a read like that if you were in the room?
I probably would have only read Brooklyn. Yes. It's funny to lose your season and end up like a judge, or not lose your season. Like, I don't know. I saw this thing on Instagram that was like, Brooklyn's the real winner of season 11 because she is the main judge on a spinoff. She's the only queen to do so. And I was like, she's the only Canadian queen to be on the competition. Right. So if you're going to do Canada's Drag Race, you use your one Canadian queen.
Right. It's just a smart move in terms of marketing the show. Not to say that she doesn't deserve it, but it definitely is probably motivated by the conversation online and how that would help the show's visibility.
Yeah. I mean, it's convenient.
It's very convenient. And I mean, I think we are seeing her get better at hosting as the weeks go on. But, like, there's some greenness to the hosting, especially.
Yeah, because hosting is hard. I don't think people realize how hard hosting actually is.
It's a lot of juggling. It's a lot of, like, making someone feel comfortable, taking space for yourself. It's a game.
Yeah, and I feel like some of their line reads are robotic, but it's just because someone is in their ear saying it, and they're just literally repeating it the way somebody said it.
Yeah.
It's like an unconscious thing that you don't realize you're doing, which is why I wear the earpiece, but I don't let them talk to me through it. Or that's like, they smart. Don't feed me lines. I read a prompter.
And she doesn't need it because she is what? Emmy nominated. You could never be Emmy nominated because you are not that kind of girl. Because
you are not that kind of host. So Lemon wins the reading challenge.
Yes.
Which I thought was like a good choice.
I did too. She did good. She had good reads.
Now we're on to the Snatch Game.
Ooh, we have the Jeffrey Boyer Chapman comes in the room to poke around at people.
Yes.
Nothing too eventful happened in this except Bobo almost did Fran Drescher, which was not great.
Oof.
Scarlet Bobo. Boa almost did Cyndi Lauper, which
I mean, I would have liked it better than doing, I can't remember her name. What is her name? Who did Boa end up doing? I can't remember the girl's name.
Oh, Boa ended up doing Gypsy Rose.
Oh, Gypsy Rose. I wish people would leave Gypsy Rose alone.
Uh-huh.
Specifically because she was the victim of Munchausen by proxy.
Yes.
And that's a real thing. Her mother, she didn't like pretend to be sick. Her mother was keeping her sick.
She did
have ailments because if you treat an ailment that's not there, you tend to like take on the guise of that ailment.
And if you're taking medications your body doesn't need, it will make you sick in a different way.
Yeah. And she, to escape her mother, it's a dark story about how the mother was murdered.
Isn't it funny that the queer community has really embraced this story? And been like, I will make comedy out of this.
Yes.
I will.
And it's just so gruesome. And I guess it's like you hear the story of this like fake make-a-wish. And then she talks in this high voice because her mother lied to her about her age and told her she was younger than she was. It like the whole thing is like pretty horrific. And
I think there's a way to do it.
I also think there is a way to do it. But it's grim. Like,
it's grim.
The comedy that I would do with it would be so dark.
I agree. And, like, my main note for her was, like, the first thing she said made me laugh. First of all, her look made me laugh. But, like, the first laugh we got from her was her saying something incredibly morose and then paired with an innocent child detail. Mm-hmm. So I would have kept that pattern alive. Mm-hmm. Morose detail, cute kid detail, if you're going to go that way.
Yes.
But also you could avoid the freshness of this wound by doing any other kid like this. Like, I almost feel like you could get more laughs with doing JonBenet Ramsey or also dark or the character from Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that character, which is from a movie, but it's basically the same comedic game of child forced into the limelight against their will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kookity spookity. So, yeah. What other notes would you have for Gypsy? Like, I would have said do the stand-up thing. Like, she should stand up and be shocked she can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least... Even though that's really dark, that's a big part of that story.
Yes.
Honestly, is that she could walk.
I would have, if I was a producer, I would have been like, I would pick somebody else.
I think that's good advice. The girl is
still alive. She lived to her, like, JonBenet Ramsey, I think, is just a touch different. People might come for me on this, but like, yeah, her family's still alive, but she's dead. So she herself doesn't feel, you know, bad about it. But like Gypsy Rose, I think might still be in jail.
And, I think so.
Like, is a living fucking person.
Is a person. Yeah, you're right. It's particularly cruel.
Yes. Because she could get out of jail and then, or maybe someone in jail shows her and they're like, did you know someone thought you were, your whole situation was funny enough to be on the Snatch Game? And she can go, oh, wow, that's not nice.
It is ableist, you're right. And, you know, queens have done it in the past and they've incurred a lot of drama from doing it.
Yeah.
So you're right. There are just better things. And Boa is a funny person. So Boa could have done a lot of other different things. Like, I think Boa seems like she could have played another kid well. I want to see her as Macaulay Culkin.
That would have been funny.
Fucking Home Alone Macaulay Culkin.
Uh-huh.
Setting up traps, talking about getting the people, cheese pizza, Diet Coke. I mean, there's mm-hmm. something there.
And then we find out Jimbo's doing Joan Rivers. Uh-huh. Already has a pretty good Joan Rivers impression.
I wasn't sold at first, and then it blew me away.
Okay, fair. I was like, Jimbo will come through, because Jimbo did Nancy Grace for longer than she needed to in another episode.
Yes. I knew she would be great, but yes. I was like, is Joan Rivers is such a gay cliche mm-hmm. that I was like, I don't know about this choice, but she did maybe the best Joan Rivers I've ever seen.
It was and very good.
When she said, let's talk, she got me. When her vagina dropped, she got
me. Oh, man, I laughed so hard at the vagina drop.
And she riffed off of Gypsy. She made Gypsy's jokes better.
Mm-hmm. And then we find out that Lemon's doing JoJo Siwa. And I don't think Jeffrey Boyer Chapman knew who JoJo Siwa is.
Yeah,
she
said he
was
did
just
not.
Like, I'm doing it. Then Priyanka mm-hmm. said, I'm doing Madame Cleo.
Uh-oh.
Right? That's her name, Madame Cleo?
Miss Cleo.
No, oh, Miss Cleo. I was like, that didn't
Whatever.
Sound right. Miss Cleo. And uh-huh. Jeffrey was like, why do you want to do that? And she's like, because she's Caribbean. And I was like, is Priyanka Caribbean? What does this mean?
I don't know, actually.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's a little weird.
Yes, because Priyanka is, I believe,
South. She seems Southeast Asian.
Yes.
Am I correct on that?
I don't
know. Find out. I'm going to find out right now. But yeah, that's an interesting interesting conundrum.
Yeah. And I was like, why not do not like stick to your own kind? But I was like, I don't know if you know a Southeast Asian, you know, celebrity that might be fun to do. Mm-hmm. Why not do that one? Like, not that I'm mad that she played a black woman, not at all. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, I don't know. Wouldn't this be a fun time to uplift somebody that like not everyone might not know? I don't know. That's also not her job.
No. Yeah, I get what you're saying, though. I mean, it's like it's not the best idea. To be like, oh, I'm allowed to do this because I'm a person of color. Also, it wasn't so good that I was
bad
to do this.
Yeah. That's like, I love doing my Emma Stone impression, but like, do I do black Emma Stone or do I pick a black person that I want to uplift? Do
you know, like,
it's interesting. I don't know.
It's actually arguably would be funnier to do someone hella white. you know what I mean? I want to see her Martha Stewart or something.
That might be funny.
But yeah, you know, she also this is not to say she could not, she can't, there are Indian celebrities or at least Southeast Asian celebrities you can do. But yeah, you're right. That's, I personally don't think it's a smart idea. I wouldn't do it.
Well, it was just also like you had this, it was just bad. It would have been one thing if it was, maybe my issue is it was bad. And I'm like,
it was bad.
Trying to figure out how she got to the point that she wanted to do Miss Cleo.
The badness trumped everything, and then it makes you think the thoughts. Because Joan Rivers, you know, you could say, like, she's fucking dead, leave her alone, but it was funny. Yep.
And then Kiara said she's going to do Mariah Carey, and everyone gets excited. I was excited.
I was too, because I think Mariah's easy.
I also think Mariah's easy.
It's just, like, literally copy what Shangela did. In All-Stars 3, and you can even talk less. You can be more of a mess because you're Mariah at New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. And then Iona, what is her name?
Iona Verley.
Iona Verley is doing one of the Cock Destroyers.
Cock Destroyer.
Which is truly so smart. It's easy.
It's an excellent character.
It's so easy.
It's
so
easy.
You just have to keep saying Cock Destroyers. And when she spelled cock, that made me laugh.
I wanted her to be more of a slut about smaller stuff. Cause I think that's funny that like the Cock Destroyers are so super sexual that like I want to see them talk about the grocery store or the post office and make it still hot and sexual.
It was very funny. And then Rita Baga's Edith Piaf.
Piaf.
I don't know who Edith Piaf is.
She is a French old actress, actually singer, and, you know, she was in La Vie en Rose, which is like an old Frenchy film. She was a drug addict. She's just like, she's French Amy Winehouse from long ago. So she was amazing artist, but complicated. And I mean, you know, even if you didn't know her, her characterization
she did a great job.
Awesome. The detail of the wig being far back, that to me was cunt. Like, of just like being kind of bald with a wig.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of her and it's great.
Also, this is what Aidan Zane wanted to do.
Yes, I think you are correct.
This is what she thought she was doing in her Snatch game, but she did not, unfortunately.
Interesting.
Because this is how you do that character. You have to go hard. And she was dead. She was dead in the best way. She was like fucking decomposing on the Snatch game, which was funny and great. And then two other Lijah. Scarlett Bobo was Lijah Minnelli.
Yes. And that was a decent Liza.
Yeah, it was. It was decent. It's completely to me at this point, that's like What is it? It's like gay macaroni and cheese. It's just like a completely what like fine staple. Mm-hmm. I was not blown away. I was just like, yep, that's Liza. But
yeah, it didn't made her wow safe. Me, but also it was like not bad.
Yes, it was not bad at all. But I have, like, I'll say it once, I have to say it again. Nothing beats that vagina drop. She did, I guess, improvise with the other queens during it a little bit.
Yeah, it was good. It was good in a way where, like, there was really no middle. It was Joan, Edith, Liza, JoJo, and Cork Destroyer. And then the bottom was the bottom.
Oh, my God. It was such the bottom. I mean, I want to ask you something. I'm going to ask you how you would punch up Miss Cleo. But first, let's take a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my
break.
Bring back my break.
How would I punch up Miss Cleo? I mean, her catchphrase is "Call me now for your free reading." Mm-hmm. So, I mean, anytime I didn't get a match, you gotta call me for that free reading. And then I feel like she could have just used a blank card at one point and been like,
yes,
it says what you said, but you know, you can't read because, you know, it takes the spirits to get in you to read it, or like whatever. And then maybe you write down quickly what the answer is. And it's like, we saw you writing. It's like, no, you didn't.
No.
Your eye is stinky and and you didn't see it right.
Yeah. You got a case of the eye.
Yes.
But yeah, I agree. Tarot cards, also funny tarot cards. I would maybe put, you know, like, because tarot cards have, like, you know, what is it, like King of Swords and stuff.
Yes. Use funny tarot cards.
funny tarot cards, like King of Bottoms.
People love a prop.
People love a prop. People love a stupid thing. And you could that's easy to set up a joke. You know what I mean? Like, let me read your cards. You got the snake. You got the snake of bottoms or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. My Miss Cleo's terrible. But then someone says, what does that mean? Insert joke.
Yes. Yeah, it was bad.
It wasn't good. Which is,
and she knew it. She knew it stunk.
I appreciate that. Unlike, you know, like a Fifi O'Hara or someone who's just like, oh, no, I did really good. And Jiggly, I'm mad at you for what you did in the Snatch game. I think you really should have behaved better, Jiggly.
Yeah, this Mariah just bummed me out.
Oh, my God. Mariah, she didn't have the voice.
She didn't know she had kids. How are the twins? She touched her titties and said they're good. And she's like, and your children? And nothing. I would have doubled down on that. I would have grabbed them and been like, I said they were good or something.
Exactly. Exactly. It just needed
a choice.
If
you don't know she's got kids, then your Mariah doesn't have kids.
Right.
You created this reality. And if you don't know, then you got to just not know.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Or you could make a titty joke. How are the kids? Oh, I just got them removed. Or I just got them augmented. Or something crazy. That's like, the reversal of what you think you do with kids.
And then also, you didn't sing not one answer?
I know.
You didn't just sing for an answer?
Right. I think she was so, I watched it again and I realized part of the problem was she was trying so hard to have an American dialect.
Oh, well, who cares?
Exactly. Cares? No one cares about the dialect. Just
be funny.
Warm, breathy.
Yeah, like, follow I would say Scarlett Bobo went in and out of Liza.
Right.
But it was still fun. It was still fun to watch.
Yeah, she said fuck too many times. I was like, Liza doesn't say fuck that much. But, yeah, it was a good time. Man, Cock Destroyer, I could have used a little bit more.
But it was very funny.
It was, just the amount of lipstick was genius.
Just so funny.
Yes.
Just added more and more lipstick. Okay, let's talk about that runway.
Yes. Okay. Oh, well, really quick, workroom. I just want to say workroom. Priyanka and Kiara know they sucked. Jimbo had a moment of vulnerability and so did Kiara. So we know they're the top and bottom. Mm-hmm. Jimbo said he was bullied in school. I also remember, did you hate recess as a kid? Because this made me remember I hated recess as a kid.
No. Why did you hate recess as a kid?
I didn't get what we were supposed to do. Like, I...
What do you mean? You play.
I was such an indoor... I was gay and an indoor kid. So I was like, I felt uncomfortable doing sports stuff, and then I felt uncomfortable approaching girls because I remember approaching girls and then being like, no, we're doing a girl thing. So I felt like I didn't know what to do during recess. I don't know. What did you do?
I would swing on the swings as high as I could. I'd try to pressure the other girls into saying fuck. I was truly like a little ragamuffin, just like in everybody's business.
And God, like, we played kickball.
I was also sometimes a bully. Like,
I would be like,
okay, let's play. You're getting picked last, even though like the picking hadn't started yet. Because it's like, if you asserted yourself as dominant, like everyone else would just be like, yeah, she's the dominant one.
That's fucking smart, Nicole.
Well, yeah, I was the only black kid. I already stood out. So I was like, well, I guess I'll stand out more.
That's so
but it wasn't
smart.
Like a bully. Like,
no, I know.
Just sometimes I'd be like, for no reason, I'd say things.
You needed to take power. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, I do not judge that. I think that's fucking smart. I let myself get like pushed around because I just didn't know how to get out of that fucking cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I found weird kids eventually. You know, I just needed weirdos in my life.
Yes. Yeah, recess is tough. But yeah, I would play on the monkey bars. I was rather athletic and like dangerous. Yeah, I'd like swing upside down on those monkey bars.
Oh, did I tell you one time I did get in trouble because I was making friends with girls and they taught me the butterfly Tootsie Roll dance?
I think you might have told me this.
I got in trouble and because I was like, hell yeah, this is awesome. Of course, they were young, beautiful black girls and they were like one of the few people who were nice to me. And so they taught me the butterfly Tootsie Roll dance. And then we got caught by a teacher and I had to send a note home that said your son was caught doing a sexual dance. And my dad had to sign it. But thankfully, my dad is like such a problem avoider that he was just like, I'm going to read this and pretend like this never happened.
That's so funny. I would forge my mother's signature on stuff, and sometimes it worked.
That's a genius.
And then sometimes teachers would bring out the other thing my mother had to sign.
Fuck.
And they'd be like, did your mother actually sign this? And I'd be like, yes. And I'd be like, did your mother actually sign this? And I'd be like, well, can I like ask her to sign it tonight? I was awful, just bad. Okay, let's go.
Runway.
Girls. A Night of a Thousand.
Celine. Can I say that I don't like that the guest judge introduces the runway?
Well, it's just very curious the way they've spread out the way, like how people are presenting.
Yeah.
It's confusing. And I get it. It's because like we're only using them for one day. So it's on the main stage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's curious. I don't know. I don't know how to fix the format other than like picking one host.
It's probably very Canadian that they're like, we're giving, we want to make our guests feel welcomed and they're a part of it. But I think Brooklyn should do it. She's in drag. I liked her look this week a lot. And I just think Brooklyn should do it personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, work. Okay. Celine's. First, we have Boa.
Boa. I don't mind this look. It is a lot of fringe. You do lose her body. Uh-huh. She does look kind of stumpy in it, but I like it.
I did notice that the headdress looked like it kind of got caught in a lawnmower a little bit.
It was a little crunchy.
Or like Britney Spears' gym fire, like she saved it. She saved it from the fire. But, I mean, she took the note that was her note last week, which was like, just do something that isn't jokey, please. And she did it. And then they dinged her, which is proof that the judges...
that they don't want anything different from you, even though they say they want different from you.
Oh, unreal. Unreal, yeah.
Scarlett Bobo, I thought this was stunning.
I did too. I mean, looking at it next to the real one was rude because you see...
yeah.
What happens when a garment is just more expensive?
But yes.
Yes, because it...
But I liked it.
I liked it. It was this... If it made me want to put some bed sheets together into a sickening outfit. That sounds like a read. But I really did. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to fucking do that with my... with, like, 8 bed sheets.
Yes, I liked it. I thought her makeup looked really pretty. Her hair looked pretty. I thought this was, like, a fun recreation.
Her hair was how you are supposed to do a pulled back hair.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yes, girl.
Kiara. Again, like a very adequate replica. Again, devastating to see it next to the original because the original is so much more expensive looking. Yes. But I thought this was like cute. I thought it was good. Uh-huh. I liked her makeup. The hair's a little messy thin. For my tastes. Yes,
yeah, it's
thin.
A little flimsy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's such a gorgeous human.
She's
with a
really
gorgeous
pretty.
That I think sometimes she doesn't pay attention to the details as much. But yeah, it was completely fine.
Yes. And then Rita Baga.
She has two Lukes.
Yeah, I got what she was doing, but I didn't think either was great.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. Like, they both seemed accurate to Celine's that I personally have never seen. But,
yeah. And then this hair, my God.
There's she has a lot of wigs like that, doesn't she? I feel like I've seen her in that kind of wig.
I don't think she's here for a lace front. I don't. Yeah, it's
In general, I mean, we should talk about the, like, there is a difference in the runway from American Drag Race.
Yeah, but I think Canada's drag, I think Canadian, oh my God. Canadian drag might just be different than our drag.
Yes. The way that UK, I think, also had, you know, differences. And it's so hard to be on American Drag Race. It costs
thousands of money.
There was a period right before, well, season 8 was the last season where you could, like, wear stuff that looked, that was, like, not multi-thousand dollar couture.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, you have to wear the most expensive things ever. So, but having said that, yeah, you feel the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it could have cinched her in a little bit more too, if I'm being.
Also, it doesn't seem like, not that chest plates are huge, but like, it seems that we don't pad as much in Canada.
You're right. Like, the way, it's funny that she walks like she's a high fashion queen, but her look is a bit more comedy, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Jimbo.
I loved Jimbo's.
Holy shit.
Honestly, it was so interesting because I was like, I wanted more actual replicas of stuff, but this was not a replica. It was like a, dare I say, an elevated version of the look.
You're right.
And I really liked it. I thought it was really, she like dragged it up in a way that I was like, yes, I want this. This is good. It was a reference and we jumped from the reference.
I agree. And I think that's the right move. Like, whereas like another queen, Lemon, made the mistake of being like, this is exactly what she wore. And they're like, no, but that looks bad on the runway. That like flat navy dress looks bad.
But I honestly think different wig, a wig. I mean, there is no part in sight on Lemon. I just, the hairline's not here. I'm not here for it.
What
I
did
wish
the wig
padded.
Remind me of? Yeah, you're right.
I think she over accentuated femininity and like had a teeny tiny waist and like maybe a like bigger hips and boobies. I think it would have, as like, you know how like on a hanger sometimes a dress looks disgusting and then on you it looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think this dress is on a hanger.
Yeah. Yep.
Her body's the hanger.
Her body's the hanger. You're right that the wig looked funny. It looked like, did you see this funny wig that Mayhem wore? Like, Mayhem was like trying on, she basically wore a wig during the comedy challenge that looked purposefully stupid. It looked kind of like that, which was too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad. But yeah, it wasn't sickening. Was not sickening. Ilona.
See, again, this was like a jumping off point.
Mm-hmm.
Her
makeup was fun.
Her makeup was fun. Her makeup was cute. It was very her. I did not like this as a challenge for Celine Dion, but I liked the look and just in general. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she went too far in a different direction than her reference.
Yeah.
Whereas Jimbo went and just slightly veered to the right. Homegirl took a full ass left turn. But I love the look. So this is a strange critique.
I hear what you're saying, though, because it's like I wasn't getting Celine from it. It was like that thing where that runway in season 6 where you were supposed to do like a Rue look.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Adore did a look that was just not, it was barely Rue and they clocked her for it? That's what this is for me. I'm like, this isn't Celine.
Mm-hmm.
And also that weird, her weird bungee cord ass. Did you notice that weird bungee cord ass when she turned around?
Yeah, it was just not fitting properly.
Yeah. But it's really pretty. It's just, I mean, that's something you could say about it.
It was pretty. And then Priyanka's was stunning. Like, this was it. Like, she...
Holy shit.
She killed it. Like, this wedding dress recreation is... It's stunning.
Stunning.
And then this gold dress. Stunning.
Uh-oh.
I was trying to hold in my sneeze and it came out weird.
Oh, baby. The clitty angels are singing your praises. But yeah, you're right. Both are so good. I almost thought it could save her from the bottom. I really did.
Yeah. So our top was Rita Baga, and I guess if there was a top three, it's Rita Baga, Jimbo, and Lemon.
Yes, I think, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. And then Bobo and Alana are safe, and they leave and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Which is so funny.
Was there, I think I mostly agreed with all the critiques this week.
I think so. Yeah, although I honestly, I would have had a bottom three. I would have put Boa, I would have put Kiara, and I would have put Priyanka in the bottom. But if we're only going to do a bottom two, Priyanka's looks saved her, I think, from the bottom.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Boa and Kiara should have been in the bottom.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I think they like Boa too much, and it's that thing. They've decided, I like Boa a lot, but like they have decided she brings something comedic and strange that the other girls don't, or so they've decided. So they're like, no, she's not in the bottom yet, because I think they probably knew Kiara would send her home.
I mean,
I don't know.
That's when you stop producing a little bit and let things happen.
I agree.
And then you figure out a way to bring her back if you want. But I just, I really thought Priyanka, I mean, Kiara was definitely like just dead last, like just so missed the mark.
Yeah.
Priyanka and Boa to me were even with how bad it was. And then Priyanka's runway edged her out.
Yeah, I think you're right. That should be a factor. But I feel like, they made a decision. We won't know why. Maybe they wanted more of a show. Maybe they had to get a queen of color out of here. but I was like, no, not again.
And honestly, both worked so hard in that lip sync. I was like, I think this is going to be the first double Shantae in Canada's history, but it was not. Kiara had to sashay away.
She was doing too much. Kiara was doing.
Because she really wanted to stay.
I know. She looked like she was being electrocuted. Like she was doing so goddamn much, which I think is physically impressive. But those moments where Priyanka slowed down to give you a Celine moment were very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So, and Kiara sashayed away.
Sad, because she had so much promise. She did well in other comedy challenges. I liked her personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Priyanka also found some good drag tricks. She snuck a drag tricks into a very Celine performance overall.
Yeah, wow. Overall, what a fun episode of Canada's Drag Race.
Really cute time. And next week, they're doing a late night law firm commercials with Tom Green.
What?
Tom Green is the guest judge.
Canada's own Tom Green.
Did you grow up like ever watching the Tom Green Show? Because I did.
I did not.
Oh my God. I'm going to send you a clip, just at least one clip. So you can see how strange this is. I think it was dumb, but it hit me at the perfect age where you were like, I love dumb. Well, I just, before we go, I'll read one quick Amazon review from the Apple Podcasts. Please rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts. It helps us so very much. This one comes from I'm messing this up. I think it's Amaha Te Verizon.
Okay.
Wait, maybe it's Ama Hate Verizon. Okay. So it says five stars. Love you. I volunteer for official scientist. This podcast brings me joy, and since you need an official show scientist, I'd like to apply. I have a PhD in biology, and I love to verify that this is the only podcast about RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny, because I remember we needed science to confirm if the Hollands and Holland and the Netherlands were the same thing.
You know, we are two fucking idiots.
We're too dumb, and I refuse to Google that easy to understand answer. Nicole, what do you want to tell our lovely listeners about before we go away?
I have other podcasts. Why Won't You Date Me? A 90 Day Bay, where I talk about 90 Day Fiancé with Marcy Jarrow. Best Friends, where we just talk about friendship with Sashir Zameda. Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus. We are now watching the hellishly long Lord of the Fucking Rings. I cannot believe 3 hours about rings and hobbits and
I don't think
fucking
you're gonna
golems
like
and shit. I gotta say, I like the background more than Star Wars. Star Wars had too much space. Uh-huh. Also, I have a book that came out. It's called Very Fat, Very Brave. It's a wonderful, fun book that'll get you feeling good about your dang little body. Mono, what do you want to tell? Also, watch Nailed It. What's up, Mono? What do you want to tell people about?
I want to tell them about my friend who's an amazing Emmy nominee. I'm so happy for you. Go watch Nailed It again so you can see what Emmy excellence looks like. I mean, truly the fact that rolling on the ground into the kitchen got you an Emmy nomination.
Honestly, if they use another clip, I will lose my mind. Because when they introduce your names, they show a clip from the show.
Yes.
And I hope to God that's what they use.
I do too. I guess other stupid stuff you can listen to. You can listen to my Patreon podcast with Betsy Sodaro called We Love Trash. It is a good ass time. We get dumb and stupid. Sometimes we get drunk. Sometimes we get high. We talk about stupid movies and television. And follow me online at my name, at Mono Agapian, to see what I'm up to on Twitter and Instagram.
Did you get new curtains? What room are you in?
I'm in jeans. I'm at my boyfriend's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why it looks very different.
I was like, what is this room?
Yeah, you're like, what's going on?
I was like, is this Gilly's old room? What is going on?
No, I'm at jeans.
Okay, well, tell Jean I said hello.
I will tell John, your roommate, John Milheiser. Milheiser, John roommate, your Milheiser.
I will tell you, I've stopped doing that because people have... I felt bad that his Instagram was being
inundated with that.
Yes. And then people will beat a dead horse. I did it because.
because he wanted you to say.
Once on a podcast, he was like, oh, you know, you can say my name. And I was like, oh, I can. And then I was like, I'll say it over and over again. How about that, John? Because I'm petty. But then it's just like, it's less fun when people start doing your bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not
absolutely.
But then it's just like, it's nice that people like the bit. I don't know. My therapist was like, it's funny, Nicole, get over it. And I was like, don't you dare tell me to get over it. I'll talk about it next week if I please.
On that perfect note, we appreciate y'all.
Hell yeah,
and,
dude.
And till next week.
Okay. Bye-bye. Skeleton to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.